Good evening. Once again, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the second night of my new program, and just want to say thanks again for all the great calls that I got last evening. It helped smooth the way for me. Fortunately, we had to cut off one of our callers at the very end, but that's how these things work. I'm just getting into the routine, and as I say, I appreciate all the help from Republic Broadcasting and from all the callers out there who did call in. And I want to remind anybody, if they do want to call in, we have a toll-free 800 number. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You know, whenever I'm listening to the radio, I always keep a pen and paper handy so that I can write down these 800 numbers. I know how frustrating that is to hear someone come on and say they're going to give you an 800 number and give you places to check on the Internet, and then you don't have a pen and paper handy. So I think it's a good rule of thumb when you're listening to my program and any other programs on Republic Broadcasting to have a pen and paper handy so you can take down the email addresses, website addresses, 800 numbers to order books and videos and other products that you hear advertised on the air. In any case, we don't have any guests tonight, but over the last day or so, I've been getting in touch with some old friends and some new friends, and in the weeks that follow, I think we're going to have some very, very interesting guests on, people you've maybe heard in other places, some people you've never heard before, but I think we'll have a lot of lively conversation. I'm often going to have some ideas I want to spout off about, that's one of the things that we want to do here, have a real open forum. Incidentally, I have issued an open challenge to one of my own leading critics, a woman by the name of Deborah Conway, who heads a JFK assassination group based in Texas called JFK Lancer. I've asked her to come on the show and debate with me. She's been very critical of me because my book, Final Judgment, alleges Mossad involvement by the Israeli Secret Service in the JFK assassination, and she actually once vowed to publicly protest one of my speaking engagements. Now, here's her opportunity to come on the air live on the Internet, on satellite, on shortwave, before the entire world and show precisely how wrong I am. If she can, you know, I mean, I'm willing to put myself out here and debate it in front of the entire world. And if she has the evidence and can put me to shame, I invite her to do it. I sent her an email yesterday. I haven't heard back from her. But I would encourage you people to send Deborah Conway emails yourself and say, hey, come on the Mike Piper show. Come on and talk with Mike Piper. As Martha Stewart says, it's a good thing. So let's do it. Let's talk, Deborah. I'm going to give Deborah Conway's email address for people who want to send her a message, and it's a public email address. She puts it on her website, so it's not like we're interfering with her privacy. She has issues. She wants to bring out the truth about the JFK assassination. So do I. So let's talk. Okay, we're going to go for a break here, and when we come back, I want you to be ready with your pen and paper handy.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Yep, this is Michael Collins Piper back with you again here tonight here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm speaking to you from Washington, D.C., the crime capital of the world. Okay, before we went to the break, I announced that I was going to give the email address for Deborah Conway. We want to get Deborah Conway here on the Piper Report so we can hash it out publicly in front of the entire world whether or not my book, Final Judgment, is right or not. I'm willing to stand here in Washington, D.C. and talk over the air with Deborah Conway, and I want her to come on board. So I want you all out there to get your pen and paper and write down this address. It's an email address, conwayd@jfklancer.com. That's conwayd@jfklancer.com. ConwayD@jfklancer.com. And I would recommend you check out her website at jfklancer.com. Lots of interesting information there. But when somebody says that they're going to protest my right to speak out publicly at a university, as she did back in 1997, I'm an elephant, I have a long memory. When she tries to deny me my right to speak, I'm not going to do the same to her. I'm going to give her the right to speak, to come on this radio program publicly, live, before the world, with little old me, and show me where I'm wrong. That's not too much of a challenge, I don't think. So I hope you'll all email Deborah Conway and tell her you are anxiously waiting for her to come on this program. And she's not the only person I'm going to invite on the program. I'm going to invite some of my other critics on the program, and we'll have some fun. It'll be real fun if they do show up. It'll be very interesting if they don't. See, that's the one thing I've always found. I actually like to get critical calls. I like to have people challenge me whenever I write and say things, as I've done over the years for so long, because a lot of times I learn things from their challenge. Sometimes I find that maybe I need to shore up my argument on some particular point. Sometimes I need to study an issue a little further. But I find it stimulating, so that's why I appreciate it when I get critical cards and letters and calls, as I have over the years from so many people. Now, in the course of my rant about Deborah Conway here, I mentioned my book, Final Judgment, and what it suggests about the assassination of President Kennedy, that is, the involvement of Israel's Mossad. And here's an interesting item from today's Washington Post that touches on Israel. Now, this is something that I think every American needs to know about, and it appears in a mainstream newspaper, but it's written by a Washington Post staff writer. That means it's in the Post. The only way people outside Washington, D.C. are going to see this story is if they access the Washington Post on the Internet, and most people don't do that. Here's the headline, folks. Bush says U.S. would defend Israel militarily. President Bush said yesterday he would defend Israel, if necessary, against Iran. Well, the article goes on to suggest that this, while this may be of surprise to many people, the article itself goes on to suggest that this is a pretty out-front statement for an American president. Although, of course, American presidents have always been known for their sometimes slavish devotion to the interests of Israel and the Israeli lobby. It has never actually been official U.S. policy that the United States would go to war in defense of Israel. So here's President Bush making a very provocative statement, and it's all the more provocative because the only reason the United States at this point would have to defend Israel militarily is if Israel launched an attack on Iraq or on Iran, which Israel has been threatening to do. Israel has been saying that they can't permit Iran to have nuclear weapons, so therefore they will launch an attack on another country to prevent that country from having them. So in other words, Israel would be the war aggressor. And then if Iran counterattacked, the United States would become engaged militarily on behalf of Iran. And that means more body bags coming home to American shores. Not in America's interests, but in Israel's interests. Now, I don't know how many people out there think it's the responsibility of the United States to police the world. I don't. And I don't think it's the responsibility of the United States to play either the aggressor or to back up the aggressor, the state of Israel. So here we have the President of the United States declaring that, in fact, the United States, if he has his way, will defend Israel in a war against Iran. How much longer are we going to tolerate this? I mean, we've seen the disaster of the war in Iraq, and now the president wants us to go into Iran. What's going on here, folks? I'd like to hear some comments from you out there. We do have a call-in number, and write that down. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Join us here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. And remember, keep that pen and paper handy. Now, coming back to the subject here of this war, this impending war we've got going on here in Iran, as I say, I find it almost incomprehensible that so many people are so prepared and so willing to continue to allow President Bush to get us engaged in these disastrous and unnecessary conflicts. And yet always somehow turn around and try to pretend that it's in America's interest to do it. I don't see how it is in America's interest to continue having American boys and girls killed in these foreign wars. And so, as I say, there are a lot of people who support it, but I'm a little bit afraid for America because this time around, it's not going to be a cakewalk any more than it was in Iraq. I think we have a real potential here, a real potential for the outbreak of a real world war, and that's very scary to me. I've never considered myself a pacifist. In fact, I don't even really know many pacifists when it comes right down to it. Actually, I've known one pacifist, and I admired him a great deal. He refused to fight in World War II, and he did his service then, I believe, if I recall, working on a government farm or something like that. But I've always admired that man. He stood up for it, stood up for his rights. And You know, this whole issue of rights and what we need, we need to speak out. The Bush administration is probably one of the most egregious administrations ever in trying to take away our political rights, particularly the right to speak out. And this is something that's totally contrary to our what we value and what we are supposed to value as Americans, what we are supposed to believe in. But nonetheless, we have the president. The other day he was defended. His actions were defended on this domestic spying issue by somebody who said, well, he's just following the tradition of Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. Well, you know, putting Lincoln aside, I would have to say that Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt seem to me to be some rather unlikely role models for a supposedly conservative president like we have in George W. Bush right now. So I do find it rather interesting that that the president has adopted these unusual role models. Well, now we have a caller here, Barry from Indiana. Let's bring Barry up.
Howdy, Michael. This is Barry.
How you doing, Barry?
Good. I'm glad I can pick you up real good on the shortwave during the evening. I have a problem with RBN during the afternoon, and I picked up Greg Szymanski the other day. I canceled everything so I could sit down and listen to him because the frequency only comes in on certain days. But in the evening, you guys are coming through good.
Excellent. You're listening on shortwave, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great.
5.050 where I'm at.
Okay.
Hey, a couple things. You know, on the shortwave here, you'll be preaching to the choir mostly. You know, people are already enlightened to a degree about certain things, so I don't think you're going to get too many critical calls that challenge you.
Yeah, you're right.
But one tip I will give you is that, you know, when you tune in on a shortwave, you're looking to hear the area of interest or of expertise of the particular host. You know, so getting many calls from people sometime is just a rehash of things that we've heard on other programs. But your area, you know, where your strengths are by your books and by your articles, that should be, you know, coming across the shortwave because you're actually going to instruct people that are in the choir. And that's what I wanted to bring.
Barry, I appreciate that. That's very interesting because, like I said at the outset here, I like advice and input from other people because a lot of people think they have all the answers and all the solutions, but I'm not one of those people.
So
your input there is quite valuable, and, you know, I tell you, unfortunately, I'm so technologically ignorant that I don't really get a chance to listen to, believe it or not, I don't get a chance to listen to independent broadcasting, whether it's on shortwave or on the Internet, and I'm very much aware of the fact that, you know, the people who are listening now, they are informed people. They have a better sense of what's going on. But, you know, on the other hand, sometimes I think we develop too much of a cult mentality in which we have a few quote unquote leaders or personalities or voices. Okay, yeah, I've written some books and lots of articles, and now I have a radio show. But the thing is, there's a lot of people out there who haven't written books and who don't have a radio show, but they have good ideas, and those ideas need to come out. So that's why I think the call-in format is great because it gives people the chance to spout off. Now we got to go for a break here. Maybe you want to spout off more when we come back.
Okay.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold. A $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold. Delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134. Or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Capitol Hill in Washington, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Barry on the other end of the line. We have another caller, Bob, in New Hampshire, waiting to come up. So Barry, if you have any closing comments or questions, why don't you take a minute or so?
I wanted to say, Mike, you know, it's easy for a talk show host to have people call in, and that way it's a temptation, you know, because they don't have to prepare and they can shoot the stuff. And depending with who calls in, unless maybe you have anecdotal evidence from the military, or most people will talk about plant clothings in their areas, that, you know, if you would just take a chapter of one of your books and give a synopsis on it for 5 minutes each night to get people up to speed, because, you know, the more people I run into, the more are either totally clueless or they've been brainwashed in the absolute, you know. Let me give you a couple examples. I go to a Bible church, walk in there, and somebody says, well, you know, we have to fight for Israel. And I said, well, you know, to myself, I said, take it out and say, well, why don't you say we have to fight for Poland? You know, does that make sense? Does that make reason? No. Or put in any other country. But as long as they say Israel or you know, whatever, the Jews, you know, every place you look on television or in a magazine, they got a sympathetic matter of fact, where I'm at on WHME, which is out of South Bend, it's a religious broadcasting channel, it's not Catholic, they have news from Israel on the television either every night or every couple nights, and I said, where is the balance? Where is Al Jazeera? And, you know, most people, they're just taking it as normal. And I said, where is the whole other part of the equation? And that's what I'm looking for with you. Hey, I am going to be here as much as I can to learn. It's great, you and Greg Szymanski. Like I say, my only bad thing about RBN is when they took the frequency during the daytime in northern Indiana and Michigan, we can't get it. And it may be in other areas of the country, because I am here to learn and I am here for camaraderie and companionship, because these hayseeds out where I'm at, it ain't even entered into their frame of reference in their mind that things are wrong.
Well, Barry, I appreciate you listening in, and I hope to deliver.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Okay, let's go to Bob now.
Mike.
Hello there, Bob.
Let's see. You used to work for a newspaper called The Spotlight.
That's right. The Spotlight was driven out of business in the year 2001.
Well, there's always somebody that wants to do somebody in.
Oh, yeah. It was a crooked federal judge who was tied up with the Israelis. And I'm not afraid to say that on the air. Judge S. Martin Thiel. We got all the documentation on it.
Well, I wouldn't think the name Field was a Jew name.
Oh, well, no, he's not. No, the judge was not Jewish. He's just he's a non-Jewish justice. He had been a Justice Department lawyer who was defending corruption within the Justice Department. And then he was later named as a reward to the federal bench. No, not Jewish at all.
Well, the thing I call up about, what is the meaning in the English language of the name Israel?
Well, I tell you what, I couldn't tell you what it means. I'm not even sure there is a meaning in the English language. If you know something about it, tell me.
Yes.
Well, I'm waiting to hear it.
Prince of God.
Prince of God. Well, I'm not sure what to make of that because, you know, the meanings of words, the meanings of words going from English to Hebrew or to any other language, you know, they have different meanings and different, and when you're getting into a religious realm, you know, it's hard to make interpretations a lot of time. What's your interpretation of that?
Well, my interpretation is that they have no business using that name for a country.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, but it's all, but see, that's all part of the problem here that there's this certain mentality on the part of Israel and its supporters that they are special people, that they are above the rest of us, and therefore the rest of us are obligated in some way to perform special services on their behalf, whether it's sending our military off to fight, whether it's declaring war on some other country that's no threat to the United States, but which is perceived a threat to Israel. You know, this is what we're dealing here with. You know, over the years, as I was growing up, I heard about the Nazis teaching racial supremacy and so forth. But, I mean, isn't that exactly what we get today from Israel and her supporters here in the United States? They say they're the chosen people of God, and now you tell me that the meaning of the state of Israel itself is what, the Prince of God, you say, the Prince of the Earth, whatever. I mean, that's supremacy. And I was taught as a child that nobody was more supreme or nobody was superior to anyone else. I was always told that's the way it is, that's the way it should be. And yet, we make one exception in the case of the state of Israel. And you know what? I think that's a double standard, and I think that's wrong.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, you know, it's just, and this is what I always say. This is why I have focused in my own writings. People say, why are you always talking about Israel? Why are you writing about Israel? Well, number one, it's the key to what's happening in our world today. We got to go to a break here, and we'll come back to this issue when we come back. Why don't you hang on over the break, Bob?
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Yeah, hi, this is Michael Collins Piper coming back at you again from Capitol Hill in Washington. I'm here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got some callers chiming in, and we'll go to them in a minute, but we're just wrapping up here with Bob from New Hampshire. And, you know, Bob, I was just about to say, we're talking about U.S. policy in the Middle East. That's where it's at today. The whole issue of Israel, the problem of Israel, is so central to the U.S. position in the world today that the lives of every man, woman, and child in the United States and maybe in the entire world revolve around this problem called Israel. And, you know, you look at the whole root of it. I've said this 100 times on the air and in conversations with people. The whole issue and the conduct of the policy as it's being conducted today is a combination of lies, bullying, and double standards. And everybody knows it. It's all involved. It involves a lot of high-power politics with a lot of money behind it. And massive corruption. I'm reading in a newspaper today, the Israeli lobby is all upset about attempted reforms on Capitol Hill because they've been so successful in manipulating members of Congress with all the money and the favors that they do. So we have this powerful lobby here in Washington saying they really don't want reform because they operate best in a framework of corruption. What does that say about Israel?
What it says, excuse me, there are some Jews that they look more like me. I happen to be related to two of the 12, the tribe of Reuben, and according to a certain church. I would be related to Joseph. tribe of Joseph. So I have figured quite a good deal. And I know there's a lot of two-legged, well, they call themselves Jews, and they will even say, if you don't thus and so, you're fired. And it doesn't bother me. It's happened more than once. But they will then try to replace me with someone who is Jew.
Yeah, well, this you know that's not the first time I've heard a story like that, you know, and it won't be the last. But you know, I tell you something. Although there are a lot of Jews who have a lot of power and a lot of money in this country who are behind the Israeli lobby, they wouldn't be able to get away with a lot of the crap they get away with if it weren't for the support of false prophets such as Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye and these televised cartoon characters that lead so many really decent, good Christian Americans around by the nose. So, you know, it's don't want to blame it all on the Jews because, as I say, they couldn't get away with what they do without the critical backing and support from a lot of other people. So, Bob, listen, we have a couple other callers here. If we could move on, I thank you for your call, and let me go to John in California.
Hi, Michael. Glad to hear you on RBN.
All right, glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, you used the word key. You know, it seems that the Israelis and the Jews, they hold the key to many doors and many issues. And one in particular, I think, confronting America today, besides, of course, the looming Mideast crisis that you're talking about, is the illegal immigration issue.
That's, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, even Hillary Clinton has made some noises about that. She's starting to talk about illegal immigration and the problems that come around there. But, you know, there's an interesting twist on this whole thing. You know, it was a Jewish organization such as B'nai B'rith and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee that played such a major part in the liberalization of our immigration laws and that have permitted this situation, you know, to escalate where it is today, where we just have millions and millions of illegal immigrants and you know, so many of these people, you know, they you know, they're coming here not because they hate America, but because they love America. But, you know, America has enough problems looking after the people who are already here. So, but here's the irony now. Here's the irony that these Jewish groups were so, they played such a major part in opening up the doors, and yet now you find signs within Jewish community writings and in the newspapers and even in the statement, they're afraid that there's too many Catholics coming into the country. They've actually said this. Samuel Huntington, a very famous political scientist who's one of the people who promoted this concept of the clash of civilizations, saying that we have a problem with the Muslims. He has actually written an article saying that there are too many Catholics in the United States now. We're getting too big of a Catholic population because of the immigration, obviously from South and Central America. So So all of a sudden now that, you know, it's kind of a, you know what it kind of reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of the fact that you know, the Israelis actually financed the Hamas group that just took over the Palestinian parliament. They financed that group years ago to build it up, to undermine the secular nationalist elements around Yasser Arafat, and yet now Hamas developed on its own and became almost a Frankenstein monster, created by the Israelis. I mean, not created by the Israelis, but certainly funded and promoted covertly by the Israelis, and then it got out of control. So this is what's happened with immigration in this country.
Yeah, and they were behind a lot of the reforms of the past going way back, went to the 30s or
yes,
20s?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
and then
well,
the 60s again. And is this just a cover? You know, they keep saying that You know, the Republicans want the workers, and the, you know, Democrats want the votes, and that seems like a cover. I think this is more of an invasion. I don't go as far as to say that these people love us coming up here. I just don't think they do. I'm not against them.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. That's interesting. You put your finger on something there. What I tend to think this is there is a geopolitical motivation behind it because. You know, unfettered immigration does destabilize a nation's sovereignty, and it this is in fact precisely what I think the bigger agenda has always been, because you know, if you have and of course there's another aspect too, the bigger the Latino population you have in the United States, there are tensions between the blacks and the immigrants now that are building up. You know, and this, what the effect is, it divides everybody. You have the blacks fighting the Latins and the whites fighting the blacks and everybody else. And the people at the top reign supreme.
Yes.
The people at the top reign supreme. So, you know, so this isn't the first time this has ever happened in history. And, you know, it's not, it won't be the last time. But, you know, but as these twin pincers of, you know, open borders and that is a sign of a decline of a nation, a sign of a decline of its sovereignty.
Well,
and you know, so why shouldn't we be fighting wars for other countries when in fact we really maybe don't have our own country anymore?
Well, we practically don't have California anymore. It was a paradise here, and now it's turned inside out. It's not just the Mexicans. There's people from all over the world.
Oh, I'm aware of that. No, you're absolutely right about that. And you know, it's funny. I was in the city of Toronto several years ago, or last year, I should say. And I'm told that the non-white population of Toronto, which is primarily immigration from all over the world, really, has gone in the last 25 or 30 years from something like 2% to 60% or something like that. I mean, I don't quote me on the figures. I'm sure they could be had quite readily somewhere. But, I mean, it's an extraordinary increase. It's changed the whole complexion, you know, and you know, the irony is that so many of these immigrants who are coming through this country, so many of them do actually have to, they do have to struggle, and they're no better off in some respects here than they were in their own home countries. It's just a matter of degrees. And, you know, in the end, if the U.S. government can't take care of our own native-born Americans, how in the world is it going to take care of everybody else?
That's right. I'm struggling myself out here in California. We've had a number of hospitals close, and we're giving away the state. And these guys are wanting to, well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
But, you know, I want to tell you something. It's happening everywhere. It's happening in my little hometown in Pennsylvania. It's happening all over the state of Pennsylvania.
I was born in Pennsylvania.
In the darndest places, in central Pennsylvania. Yeah, it's the whole area up there. I mean, it's just quite remarkable. It really is. Speaking of Pennsylvania, we have a caller coming up, Murray from Pennsylvania, John. So if I could move ahead
here. I'll let you go.
Yeah, okay, great.
Thanks.
Murray.
This is Murray from Philadelphia.
Murray, you know, it's funny. I
just happen to be a Catholic with Latino blood. His mother came from Central America.
Interesting. Well, then you're probably aware of what I'm talking about as far as the way there has been this effort to by Jewish groups to say there are too many Catholics in the United States.
There is, but it's not their fault. I know people from Central Pennsylvania that go down and steal glasses from bars in New Orleans.
Well, this is probably the kind of thing you would find, you know what I mean? But it's, you know, what do you do? How do you deal with it? You know,
cut their fingers off.
But you know, it's funny you say that because they say that they do that in Saudi Arabia, you know, but you know, this is always kind of the way the media plays up things. They try to twist things. And it's just something you have to deal with. But see, that's why with American Free. Have you ever seen our newspaper, American Free Press?
No, I stopped reading that ever since they cut the legs out of the spotlight.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, well, you know, the spotlight, you know, that's, again, the spotlight was a very...
That's where I first noticed your writing talent.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, the,
I've been one of your most ardent fans.
Well,
with every book.
You know, I tell you what, but that brings up something. Somebody called in last night, and I wanted to answer their question. Somebody called in last night, and they asked me, you know, where do I get my information, you know, for whenever I'm writing and so forth. And I'll tell you what, you know, everybody thinks I'm going to say, oh, well, you know, you got to read this newspaper or that newspaper and so forth. No, you know what? I get a lot of my information from very mainstream sources like the Washington Post and the New York Times and the Washington Times, even your paper up there, the Harrisburg Patriot, the Philadelphia Inquirer. You know, sometimes you find some real powerful information.
And every once in a while, your general readers give you some information.
That's exactly right. Yeah, people will call in, and that's why I told the guy who right at the very beginning who called in and said that what he needed to do, you know, what everybody needs to do is to, you know, kind of, if let me put it this way. I know years ago in the spotlight, we would get, and it still happens with American Free Press today, we would get phone calls or letters from people in some far-off town, you know, we never heard of, telling us about some significant event taking place there. And because they thought that it was happening in their backyard, they took it to be something that was just common knowledge to everybody else. And then we'd investigate and find out there was, you know, maybe United Nations troops were training in some small town in the Midwest, or, you know, I'm using that, throwing that off the top of my head as an example. But this is the thing. There are a lot of times the real fact can be had if you look in the newspapers and read them carefully. You're not going to get a lot of real facts from
watching
the major networks.
Read them before you wrap fish in them, right?
That's right, exactly. That's right. So what do you do in Pennsylvania?
Oh, I promote the interests of the Liberty Lobby and America Free Press.
Well,
I'm not reading Piper books. We're at the racetrack drinking beer.
Well, that sounds like a. Listen, I have no complaints with that. Listen,
yes.
Murray, I want to thank you for your call. You know, we're going to be coming up to a break here soon. If there's any other callers, now's
uncle,
the time to come in.
I have an uncle who's a Jesuit. He'll light a candle to save your soul.
You know, I need all the prayers I can get.
I'll say.
Thanks a lot, Murray. All right, let me give that 800 number here. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We have a few minutes here. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. You know, this whole thing, you know, it always amazes me whenever I dare to mention that frightening word Israel, that, you know, it seems to stimulate the interest of readers, and I should say callers here in this particular case. And you know why that is because they don't hear it rationally discussed or honestly discussed anywhere else except in independent media like American Free Press and my old newspaper, The Spotlight, that Murray was talking about, or on Republic Broadcasting. And it's something that people are amazed to hear spoken about sometimes, and that's why the independent media is picking up in the United States, because there are voices that are speaking out and saying, you know, that it's time for some common sense, it's time to reassert our sovereignty as citizens and take over our country to get it back from the hands of powerful special interest groups that are using our money and our might and our materiel for their own ends, for their own agenda. And, you know, that in my book, The High Priests of War, I conclude by saying it's time to declare war on the High Priests of War, because these are the people who are leading us down this ugly path toward destruction. And as I say that as a patriotic American who loves this country and who recognizes the very real danger that this country could, along with its so-called ally Israel, we could be at the centerpiece of a world war, a nuclear war. And, you know, God forbid this should ever happen. This is what we're up against, folks. And, you know, I made up my mind many years ago that I had already crossed the line in sand. I got to keep speaking out, and I intend to. We'll go for a break here, and then we'll wrap it up.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We just have a few minutes left, and we do have two callers, and I'd like to get them up so we don't miss anybody here tonight. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right on Capitol Hill. They're the nest of vipers. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hank and John, you're out there. I'm going to bring Hank up first. Hank, if you could keep it relatively short. And then we can get John on here before the hour closes. Hank, come on up.
Sure. Listen, I thank you for taking the call. I've been trying to figure out, you know, where all this, the RBN and all, and I understand a lot of your stuff is good. The thing that's in my heart is America needs to get off to Christianity. We're a Christian nation, and we need to come to a place of starting to become sons and daughters of the Most High God, because what's going on is one chaos after another. The immigration thing, and I read a book by a man called Peter Marshall, And if you read, if America would read the truth about where America came from when Christopher Columbus came, the immigrants are us. The natives live out in Oklahoma and places, and they're all crowded up, and the government's feeding them, being their god, and the people of America just thinks that we're supposed to just kick everybody around, and we need to start having compassion for our fellow man. If we would read Ecclesiastes 12, the 12th and 13th chapter, it pretty much says the writing of many books is weary to the soul. And he says, here's my final conclusion, fear God and obey his commandments. For this is the entire duty of man. For God will judge us for everything we do, including everything hidden and good and bad. And if we can walk that out, God's going to straighten America out. I mean, we ain't going to do it with Christian politicians. And
I think you're right about that, Hank. And you know that what you just read out there—that's just very basic. That all good people of all religions
can go along
with. That's just basic human decency we're talking about.
And what that's based on is God's righteousness, not a church or a structure. God's righteousness is for whoever wants it. It's not really Christianity. That's a logo that was put on. And if you listen to the news, it's Christian Shiites are killing Christian Muslims. It's a logo.
Right, I got you. Yeah. All right, listen, Hank, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to John from Michigan. John, we want to get you in there.
All right. Hey, I definitely have to agree with that fellow just called on, as you already know, that Christianity is just a title put on us by King James or King Bush, the same difference, as the leader of the world. And King Bush wrote a book, now everybody calls themselves Christians. They can't comprehend why the society is getting so evil, and everybody's a Christian. It seems like I'll be growing like mad. And Israel, like the fellow said, means Prince of El. El is Elohim. He is a creator, not this God nonsense.
Yeah, you know, this is the thing. You know, I tell you something. I was raised in a not in a real particularly religious family, but I had my father was Catholic and my mother was a Methodist only because just happened to be a church nearby for her to go to. And then I was baptized in the United Church of Christ, but I never attended a single United Church of Christ ceremony. So, you know. It's religion is what you make of it. Look,
they call the government a Christian religion, and it is. Look how nasty it is. Exactly what it is.
Well, I tell you what, we got to close it up for the evening, but we'll be back tomorrow night, and I'm gonna ask you again, everybody out there, write Deborah Conway. Tell her to write Mike Piper and come on the show. Good night, everybody.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.